What's your name?
Oh, you know me.
Tell me for the tape.
Matthew.
Matthew what?
Titus.
And what's the story you're going to be telling?
Well, I'll tell you the raven when he fall in love with that geese. You know, the raven, he was going along the shore. As he was walking, he was going along the shore. He heard a lot of noise down there, you know. And everybody was having a good time. And he landed before out, and he walked up to this place. Well, he come there, and old crow, he come there, and boy, he says, you see one, he spotted one nice girl. That the white people always falling in love with me. He done the same thing. He fall in love with this nice goose, you know. And he lived with her all summer long. Towards the fall, why? He tell him that we're going to go back. We're going back south. Well, he loved this girl so bad that he asked him, how you going to get there? Oh, he says, I'll get there. You don't worry about me. I can fly backwards. All kinds of ways I can fly, he says. He tell all his kids, all his brother-in-laws. He keep telling them. And he keep telling them, he wondering if he can make it. Because they got a long ways to go south, you see. They got to be there a long time, all winter long. His brother-in-law tell him, no, he says he'll make it. He liked this little girl so bad that he don't want to leave her. So one day they took off. While we were on our way, they go a little ways in Carnival. They go a little ways. He was making it right along. Go a little ways, like from here to Fairbanks. He made it there, all right. That's a little ways. And keep on going, trying to get him around it. For a while, we got to go higher and higher. He said, I'll make it. I'll fly backwards by the old story, you know. He said, I can do this and I can do that. Well, he tell them good people, you know. Well, so they took off one morning when the size they came. And he was keeping up for a while. Pretty soon he was getting tired. He can't make it. So this girl, put him on her back, you know. Then he rests, and he fly a little more. And this girl says, this boy, he got me tired. And she kept doing that to him. Tried to coax him along to get, you know. Finally, his brother-in-laws had him like that. They all take turn taking him, you know. They were so high that he was taking them right along. Finally, one of his brother-in-laws got tired. They were doing that every day, day on day, until they get way down south, you see. Finally, he was going across that big ocean, you know, way up, where they can't land no more. He was so high. And finally, he says, well, he says, we ain't going to pack any feathers. He says, down you go. So that geese turned around. And the old crow fast that fell off. He can't hold himself. Down he go. And he hoped that one of them wallet lilies would come up under him. As he was falling, you know, he's going down pretty fast. He says, water lilies come up, float up under me. So as he's falling, you know, my gosh, he says, he fell on one of them. He fell right on top. There he sat there. He couldn't fly. All the winds is all wet out. He sat there, don't know what to do. One of these whale come up swimming around him. He asked this whale, he said, let me see your tonsils. And the whale said,
he didn't want to.
He said, oh, okay, you look at my tonsil. He opened his mouth. You see mine? He said, nice. He said, nothing wrong with it. Let me see yours. He said, I see it don't look good to me. Let me see your tonsil. I can tell. He said, the old ghost said that to this whale. So the whale opened his mouth, wide open. There he took off down the whale's throat. And as he had a little knife, you know. And he went down the whale's throat. And then he went down there. And he was living inside. He was eating everything up. And the whale tell him, don't cut my heart, he says, that's the only thing I go by, he says, that's what make me live. And the old crow was eating up everything inside of him. And pretty soon he got no more to eat inside. So he told this whale, he says, all right, he says, well, I says, go ashore. He says, you go right towards the shore. He says, go as fast as you can. Well, he cut a piece of heart, and he told the whale to go right towards the shore. So the whale took off right up the sandbar and up the bank. And there he's dead, the whale. And he see that. He asked him, your life it? No. Nobody answered. So he started to cut it open. He cut between the ribs, you know, and he look out, boy, see, it was way up the bank. He live inside, you know, he's got a nice hotel inside. He got bathroom in one place, he got his bedroom in another place, his dining table is another place. He having a world to himself. Mm-hmm. Till somebody come along the beach, two fellas. They found the squirrel, they see it from long ways. And then, just when they were coming their way, this and the old crow was sticking his head out, and they see two fellas. So, he scared of people, you know. So he took right off. So he went up in the air. He was all healed up then. Took off. Then two men went home. They tell everybody that's along the shore, along the shore of the Pacific Ocean, you know, someplace. These two natives said, they found a whale lying way up on the bank. So everybody moved there. Everybody went down there, moved down there. Pitch up camp, and everybody started to eat. Having a lot of fun eating. And they make grease, all kinds, they cut piece chunk, and they a lot of tallow. You get all the leave on to eat. Then he come back. He come to there. He come to these people. He never tell them he was the one that killed that thing. He tell them he give them something to eat. They know him. They know him before. He lied lots. So he come there, sit down, you give him something to eat. He can, what do you give me? That's from that whale, all that grease and tallow. He says, when our uncle's gonna die, that's the time we find this kind of whale.
He said, Move away from the taste.
And he tell him to move away. You got to move away out of here. If you stay here, you're going to die. Something will eat you up, he tell them people. Well, then he, none people, he talked them people into it too. He lied to them. And the people started to move. And on the way, he got sick. He got sick often bad. So they hauled him on a sleigh.
Just
finally, he tell them, he says, you can bury me. He says, I don't care where you bury me. He says, just bury me alongside of the tree in the snow. He said, stand by snow, says, right there on top of me for cross. So there you, then nothing can, you know where I am now. So they done that. They bury him in snow there. And he tend to leave my bill out, stick out a little bit, so be alright, so you can't miss me, he said, if you could start to look for me. He said, I'll stretch out so I can be stiff, frozen. Good, he said. So they done what he told, everybody done what he tell them. They left him, they kept moving. They moved quite a ways down. And then one day, one of these young fellas, I got that old man. He wasn't really dead. Me, go up and look, see if he's living yet. So a couple of these young fellas start up. And he start up to where they bury him. His nostrils is gone. They see where he'd been laying in snow. He took off just as soon as he come back alive. Just as soon as everybody moved back, he got well. They see where he'd been running on his noses, right down to old camp. And there they hear him. They were coming sneaking out. And the old man was making potlatch to himself.
He could go to the chair.
He was making potlatch. Before that he make people out of rabbit tail, fish tail, all that the caribou skin, you know. He make all kind of people. He kicked them, be that kind of animal, be that kind of animal. He tell them and he make them people. And he served them and all them baskets and people left behind. He served them. Well, he get in one corner, he start to eat from there. He finished all their plate, what he served. He eat it up himself. By that time, them boys come, listen. And pretty soon, we know that you were lying to people, somebody say. Up to the fire hole. Fell back. And, well, all by the time he ate up everything, what the people left behind, you know. We know that you were lying to people. Even that they believe you. And he went up. He flew way over where he, them people can't catch him no more. Because if they get a hold of him that time, they tear him apart. And he never come back. When people got pretty hungry, you know, and nothing. People are having a rough time. Well, this old crow told a lie to the people. No more that wheel meat is gone. He had to start all over again. Okay, that's enough.
Who did you learn the story from? Who first told you the story?
Who told me? Well, there I can't tell you because that comes way up in ages. Great-great-grandfathers.
Well, who first told you the story of all those people?
Oh, I heard that story from a lot of people, a lot of old-timers. I heard that a lot of times. Different people.
What time of the year did they usually tell the story?
Fall time.
In the fall time.
Was it told for any special reason?
Well, that make the ball roll, keep rolling during the winter. You see, there's a reason why you tell old time stories like that. How winter goes by, you see. It's nature. That's how things go, you see.
Was
we live in nature now. We expect something. We don't know what's going to come, we don't know what's going to go on. So these old people used to have this thing. If you do that, you do that, it's all right. So that's the old story that they have to tell to kids in the fall year. A lot of old stories more to tell in the fall year. So, it's one of them. There's a lot more to it.
Is
I start to tell you about that story from first start, it'll take me about 4 days before I get through.
You know the whole story?
No, some of it.
Good.
But I ain't gonna waste my time telling you.
It's just like once upon a time. When you tell story, that's our way. Same as the English stories, once upon a time. Okay? Could you get me that? Could you get this?
Mm-hmm.
Seems pretty low. Yeah. This was so busy. That go be a couple of times, you know. үйл юх атлаба нээж юх гэлэд ах. Лигэц юх тода олнэ. Тада хоч бэгэнэу лоо ил. Бэчи дэхгүй гэл тог гэгэд ад. Чих гудан уран. Юнан тах гадл ох нэгуаны юу. Чих хор лоо чих. Get out, get ten. What that little dog? Hulla. Little agara hole. Idlock. Joho. Cut stone go to heal. It little dog. Cut an east knee heal. Yoho. Cut on it at the dog heal. And Зурааш лцхулт аа ийтэл. Жаха. Дай дод наалныг ч ойл ийтэлчээш хул жаха. Кохжа бүлэ алтат. Жо яажэн кун ийтэлчээш энт кун кохян бүлэ алтат. Шийл төл энт кун бага кохян алтат. Гой Яаж гүн нүйл төлөйд гүн юхуд баг гохиан анууллаа ач юхуд. Юхуд гадамадаад лнэн. Дид наад лнэн кур тухгаага. Ач юхуд. Ес си юхуд толь. Ч юхуд таахуд гаал гауд. Тухгаага гуданы нийлэд ч юхуд. Takatani tlik chu takala. Tono chan he ko shu ta no lal ka ga. Ni chu no na ta zil chu. Chu ko ta touch the end to it. Mhm. Into this storage. Seems like it's shorter in the, you know. Yeah. Oh, they say long time ago. That's we don't know how true that is. That all these animals, you know, little birds, animals used to talk just like what we're doing right now with each other. That's we don't know how true it is, though. We heard lots of that.
Could you tell me some of that?
Well, that's all I know about them.
Did you ever hear a story about an animal that talked like people?
Like people. Mm-hmm. Oh, they used to talk amongst themselves. Old story. It's just a story. It's not, you know, we don't know how true it is. But that's a story that's been carried on from way back in history, I think. And right now, I don't know if lots of these elderly people knows quite a few of them stories. The little birds, they used to talk with each other. And then they meet a bad luck some way, and they get to be animals. That's what we used to hear. Old native stories.
Well, I'd like to hear some of them too for the kids in the classrooms.
Tell them about that porcupine story.
Porcupine?
Yeah.
You can... My voice is not very clear.
It's good.
Well, it's all right.
That,
porcupine, you know how. Tell them, yeah.
That porcupine used to...
That one, He was get on a beaver tail.
Yeah, that one.
Oh. Yeah.
Yeah, that porcupine.
There once upon a time.
The beaver was swimming, and he was swimming, and the porcupine, he was sitting on the beach, and he was crying. And the beaver stopped. What are you crying for? Oh, I want to go across there where the cotton trees and the birds go together over there. I'd like to go over there. All right, get on my tail. Well, that porcupine, he get on this porcupine tail. And he be far on top of his tail. He be far on top of his tail and he start to cook something. Poor thing, the beaver is slammed. It was way out in the middle, they say. It was slam his porcupine. Will he go under the water and walk across and he get over there where he want to cross, where he want to stay. Mm-hmm. Lots of food in there for him, I guess, over there where he want to go.
Who did you learn the story from? Who told you the story?
The story? Oh, a long time ago, some old lady was talking about it. But some of it, there's a lot of it, but some of it I didn't pick up.
Do you know the whole story?
Mm-hmm. Oh, that's almost... she didn't start right from the beginning of it. The first came... muskrat. Mm-hmm. You know, muskrat swimming along. Seen this beaver crying on the beach.
No, porcupine.
Porcupine, crying on the beach. Muskrat landed and asked this beaver, "Why are you crying?" "Oh, I want to get over there where there's all kinds of food over there, like birch trees, willow, spruce. But I can't get over there," he said. "Well, why don't you move on my tail?" The beaver told him, "Oh, your tail is too small, too narrow." The muskrat got kind of sore. Said, "Oh, you poked nose, would you?" then this muskrat went on up the river, and pretty soon an otter came along, swimming up. Asked the same questions to this porcupine, and told this porcupine to move on the tail. He told him that your tail is too narrow. So he said the same thing again, and that's when the beaver came along. It came along. Asked this porcupine, and porcupine was just happy to move on there. He got this, you know, them days, they used to have a pot like these Dutch ovens, you know, and they used to make them out of clay and feathers, you know. They stir the clay up with feathers, I think, and they make pots out of them. Well, that thing is heavy. Porcupine must have been pretty hungry, so got the little sticks of wood and start crossing. The porcupine started the fire, and pot wasn't even boiling yet, I guess. Beaver got tail got hot. They claim that, you know, the base of the tail is kind of yellow-like on the beavers. They claim that happened from that fire. That's what we used to hear. And then he flapped his tail and down porcupine went. Dutch oven, sewing gears and everything. Well, porcupine managed to walk across on the bottom. Came up to his camp. And he just got off. He just got out and came to an animal trail. And sitting there, he must have been cold or something. Sitting there, pretty soon, big brown bear came along. This brown bear told him, "Get out of my way." But the porcupine wouldn't move. "Get out of my way," again, this bear. "I'm going to pound you up and burst your gallbladder," he told the porcupine. "Gallbladder." Porcupine said, I have no gallbladder." So he pounded him and he quilted his front, mm-hmm. Yeah, front palm, and then and another strike, the same way, porcupine quilts all over. Then he kicked it, and the same thing happened. All his four legs were just quilts, you know. So he just toppled over and started laying down on his back. Porcupine just sit there on his breast, and he started to weep because that they claim that's their brothers, because the porcupine looks more like a brown bear, long claws and walks like a brown bear too. So he started weeping. So that's the end. It's a short story.
Who told you the story?
Oh, it was told to us by lots of other older generations.
Was this like in Cochrane's?
Cochrane's and all over where we were, you know, around Cochrane's. Yeah.
What was the reason that the story was told?
More or less to keep the children from mischievousness, you know. Used to be told more often in evenings, so that the children will get more rest and quiet. You know how children are now, they're noisy and